540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A Milwaukee police detective is facing a felony charge and is due in court next week. He's accused of misusing license plate readers to track people. Investigators say Tarangi Chapman used the Flock camera system about 20 times and also placed a GPS device on a vehicle without consent. He's charged with misconduct in public office and a misdemeanor tied to the tracking device. Police say he's been suspended with pay since March and the case was turned over to the DA. The department says the technology is still valuable but must be used properly. More than 500,000 people packed Summerfest this year, and when you include special concerts, total attendance topped 613,000 people. Festival leaders say 568,000 fans came out over three weekends, with additional crowds for the sold-out Garth Brooks shows. There were five sellouts overall, including performances by Ed Sheeran and Post Malone. Organizers say many visitors came from out of state, and more than 100 artists were first-timers. Summerfest will return June 24, 2027. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Milwaukee Public Schools is inviting families to two meetings next week to talk about what comes next after the Lincoln Avenue school fire. The district will present its plan for students and take questions on Monday at 9 a.m. and Tuesday at 5:30. Events are being held at the Davis Boys and Girls Club on Rogers Street. Officials say they want to keep the school community together despite losing the nearly 110-year-old building. Interpreters will be available. Families can also watch online. A skeleton standoff in South Milwaukee is drawing national attention. A homeowner there is refusing to take down year-round decorations by a city deadline. Officials say the Halloween display violates local rules, but the homeowner says he's addressed concerns and plans to leave the skeletons up. A legal group has joined the case, arguing the city is restricting his free expression. As of now, no citations have been issued. Waukesha is being recognized as one of the safest mid-sized cities in the country. Smart Asset ranks Waukesha 8th out of more than 300 cities based on crime rates, traffic deaths, and disaster risk. The report shows relatively low violent and property crime numbers in the city. Appleton and Eau Claire also made the top 12. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Fellman. Access to some voting eligibility records in Wisconsin will stay restricted after a state Supreme Court decision. Civic Media's James Kelly has more.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled against an attempt to gain access to the state's voter rolls this week. The lawsuit was filed by a conservative activism group in 2022, alleging that the number of ineligible voters did not match the state's voter registration list in the 2020 election. The group sought to obtain the guardianship records of voters in the state. In the 5-2 decision announced on Tuesday, the Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled that those voter records are not public and providing that information would be a violation of privacy rights. I'm James Kelly for Civic Media News.
The split ruling highlights an ongoing debate between election transparency and protecting vulnerable people. The La Crosse Police Department is implementing drone-deployed personal flotation devices. LCPD says this technology will allow officers to provide a direct, life-saving flotation to people in distress. The device can be carried by police, thrown from shore, or deployed directly from a department drone to a person in need, and automatically inflates once it hits water. Chief Sean Coudron says the new device provides valuable time until the department's boat patrol and other emergency responders arrive. Wisconsin has landed in the top 10 nationally in the 2026 State of States report. The report ranks all 50 states across 31 metrics in 14 categories, including the economy, education, mental health, and physical health. Wisconsin placed 8th, ranking just above South Dakota. The state ranks higher on average on the topics of work and labor force, but ranks lower on economy, life satisfaction, and civil liberties. The X Roads 41 Music Festival is returning to Oshkosh in August. This festival will feature its largest performing artist lineup to date, along with a range of new attractions and vendor additions. Jason Aldean, Lainey Wilson, Zach Brown Band, Treaty Oak Revival, and Wiz Khalifa are among the 30 artists set to perform across three stages. Guests can also enjoy laser tag, henna tattoos, a slingshot amusement ride, and an interactive music activation attraction. The festival is set for August 6th through the 8th. Childcare costs in Wisconsin are among the highest in the country. It's putting pressure on families across the state. A new report from Wallet Hub ranks Wisconsin 6th for married couples and 9th for single parents when it comes to affordability. For single parents, center-based care can take up more than 40% of their income. Advocates say some families are joining wait lists before a child is even born, and others can't find regulated care at all. With pandemic-era funding ending, providers warn prices could rise further or centers may close. There's a new foundation in Madison to support the Henry Vilas Zoo. Community leaders recently announced the creation of the Henry Vilas Zoo Foundation for private fundraising that will go toward projects for the facility. That includes expanding the giraffe habitat and other efforts benefiting guests and animals. The giraffe expansion includes tripling the amount of indoor space and doubling the space outdoors. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
The road trip continues. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers in Pittsburgh tonight to open a three-game series against the Pirates, wrapping up this long 11-game road trip for the crew. The Brewers beat the Cardinals last night 8-4, thanks in part to the pitching of lefty Logan Henderson, returning after missing time with a back injury, Pat Murphy.
Logan was fantastic. To come off the IL, you know, and not pitch in a big league game for I don't know how many months, and to come here and throw against this offensive of a club, and to throw 5+, give up three hits or whatever he gave up and set us up for a victory was fantastic.
Brandon Sproat on the mound tonight for the crew. Racing this weekend, IndyCars at the Milwaukee Mile at State Fair Park, featuring Indy 500 winners like Scott Dixon and Joseph Newgarden, who was asked how's he dominated the sport winning at oval tracks.
It's always the car. Look, it's, you know, I mean, if I'm winning races, it's because of the car. It's as simple as that.
That's Joseph Newgarden with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy today, our high right around 78 this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be partly cloudy with a low of 63. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.